Looking at solutions for a problem like human trafficking can be overwhelming, to say the least. More often than not, there's a lack of manpower, resources, and time to properly address all of the complex parts of the issue. And yet, to talk to some of the advocates, researchers, and survivors, they haven't given up hope that this is a problem that can be solved. Christine Stark is an activist, author, and researcher.
And I very much believe that this can absolutely be changed, because the bottom line is men make the choice to buy women and children and to sell women and children for sex. That's a choice that they make. They could keep the $5, the $100, the $500 in their pocket. They could donate it to charity. They could buy their own kids something nice. They could pay their mortgage with it. Nobody is holding a gun to any pimp or trick's head saying, you go out and purchase that person for sex. So the bottom line is, it's a choice that the men who are perpetrating against the women and children can make to change their behavior. And the rest of us who are not behaving in those ways, it's a choice that we can make to come together as a group of people, as a community, in order to honor these women and in order to change these systems so that they can get out, they can heal and get help, and so that it's not happening to the next generation that's coming up right now.
Scott Drulow is a police officer in Duluth. He emphasizes that more focus needs to be placed on the perpetrators of the crime.
As communities, we just need to be engaged and educate ourselves and, stop the demand, I guess. And it's the same with fighting, drugs or narcotics or whatever. You know, you stop the demand and you stop the explosion of the crime. This is violence against women. And as long as we have violence against women, we don't have peace in our communities, in our families, in our schools, our homes.
Robert Horton is an activist and educator in Thunder Bay, Ontario. He says bringing the stories of survivors forward is one of the most powerful things that can be done to help put an end to trafficking.
The greatest way to shake these traffickers, murderers, and abusers to the very foundations of the lives they've chosen to live is to advocate and support people to tell their stories. The more we tell our stories, the more their frail fortress and their security shakes apart. And who's going to fall too? The people that are helping, supporting, directing, and protecting. And I think it's damn well time.
There are also many practical needs. Christine and others emphasize that culturally specific services are crucial for Native American women and girls who are victims of trafficking.
Number one thing that should be done is for services to be created that are provided for culturally specific services for Native women and youth run by Native people. Because you have so many people who are hurting up in that area. I talked to one woman in her 50s who hadn't been on the ships in maybe 10 or 12 years. And she lives every single day with this enormous trauma and this enormous unresolved pain. And, she was asking me, please just get us a room and a table with some pamphlets. You know, they want to be able to talk together. They want to be able to start to heal together, perhaps in education, perhaps drug and alcohol addiction services, a place to stay, food, all of these things that the women need in order to extricate themselves, and also real safety from the men who have been raping and battering them.
Another issue arises in the social services that already exist, and that they are not often tailored to the unique needs of victims of trafficking and sexual violence. Raina Crow is one of the lead organizers of Idle No More in Duluth.
You know, when people are survivors of profound intergenerational and historic trauma that's layer after layer after layer, the trauma histories are so complex, they do not fit into managed care. As kind as many therapists and people may be, you've got 15 minutes in managed care, and you can't, people who are traumatized have oftentimes very difficult times telling their story, and your brain stores memories that are traumatic according to the emotional impact. It's not chronological, it's not alphabetical. And so there's a very real lack of safety I believe, in the systems, you know, and I'm not just talking about safety in the sense that, you know, these are organized criminals that you're trying to get away from. I'm talking about even if that very significant challenge is overcome, you have a whole other set of layers of negation, yeah. Labeling, self-defeating, as you know, and 98% of the people that get into a trafficking situation are homeless. Mm-hmm. At the time, 98%.
Exactly.
So what does this doesn't tell us that the overwhelming majority of people say, hey, this is something I really want to do. It's a move of desperation when there is a choice, and we have many, many reports, as you know, missing and murdered women as well, can't literally abducted. So I think that one of the things people can do is help to challenge the system, whether that's social workers, whether that's mental health providers. Trauma, PTSD, and TBI are often, these are survivors of violence. And as a survivor of TBI and PTSD myself, they channel you through, a mental health. And then when they find out there's more than one head injury, nobody has the time to take that history. They cut me off and move on. And so if that's what I am going through as a survivor of vastly less protracted violence and control, I can't imagine what it's like for women whose families sold them when they were 3 or 5 years old.
In the end, the stories of survivors like Gail Trombley are examples of how victims of trafficking and sexual violence can move on from their trauma, and their experiences provide hope for others who are trying to heal.
I'll be excuse my French if I allow that to define who I am anymore. I refuse to let that spirit, that sickness, dictate who I am going to be. I'm going to, and all I could tell my sisters are, hold your head up. You're worth a hell of a lot more than what this society, what this culture tells you are. Hold your head up and walk with pride. What I told myself was I was never going to be anything because I'm a whore. I'm never going to be anything because I tried to kill somebody. I'm never going to be anything because I was raped over and over. I got tired of telling myself that. And my sisters need to understand to quit telling themselves that. When you're looking at the homeless man or you're looking at the prostitute, know that that could be you. Understand more than what you see on the surface. Look deep. You gotta look deep.
For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Kelly Schoenfelder. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.